Hello and welcome to iVow. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome to our podcast Deborah Santana, who is a philanthropist and a woman who's been long involved with the Daraja Academy for Girls in Kenya. Deborah, welcome to our conversation.
Thank you so much.
And tell us how and why you became involved and engaged with Daraja.
I have been involved with girls' education for many years. I had a foundation. I started my first foundation in 1998, and I really wanted to make sure that girls and women were the focus of my energies. So I started looking around the world, and you see how many girls are out of school. Millions of girls are out of school. And then you couple that with the abuse of women and domestic violence and women who are not empowered because they're not able to be educated. And so my passion then continued.
How did you find or locate Daraja? How did that meeting take place?
Jason Doherty was in California, and he's one of the co-founders with his wife, Jenny. And he had heard about me from a woman that I had funded years before, who was then teaching yoga and art to women prisoners in Nairobi. So she told him when he came to America that he should come and talk to me. So Jason came to my office with his computer and a very rudimentary video of the incoming class of girls to Daraja, because this was in 2009. And he showed me the video, and then there were letters from some of the girls who were looking for sponsors. And I read through some of the letters, and after I watched the video, I was in tears. And then I started sponsoring six girls.
How wonderful. And what a difference you would make in the lives of those six girls. So you've made numerous visits to Daraja. Tell us about the experience of going to that campus.
First time I went was February of 2010, and it was the second class of girls that were being admitted to the academy. So my assistant and I were there right when the second class of girls came in. It was magical to see the big sisters take the hands of the little sisters and lead them into the room where they were going to get their uniforms and their flip-flops and their backpacks. And to see these girls who would not have been able to go to secondary school had Daraja not been there. The joy on their faces and the love between the staff, the administration, and the students changed my life, because that's the kind of environment we should all be in.
I so agree with you, and we certainly do at iVow. The power and importance of education for girls is paramount. So what are the girls learning? What's in their curriculum?
The girls have 11 subjects. Their education is very rigorous. Kenya has an incredible literacy rate. I think it's 85%. So Daraja Academy follows the same curriculum as all Kenyan students. And on top of that, the girls have sports, they have some music, they have public speaking, and they have their wonderful WISH class, which is a women's empowerment class, Women of Integrity, Strength, and Hope. So that is filling out their character while their minds are busy with their academics and moving forward with trying to succeed and go on to college, maybe start a business, all these opportunities that they would not have had they not had their secondary education.
Do you think that the education that the girls who are currently at Daraja or those who have graduated are getting is spreading through their own families and villages, in that it's elevating other young girls or creating wishes in them to go to school perhaps more strongly than it may have before? Is Daraja making that ripple effect in the communities?
I think the main effect that Daraja is having is showing girls that they have opportunities never before presented to them. They are only able to accept 10 out of every 300 girls who apply. So the girls who are chosen are often from villages where no other girl in the village has attended secondary school. So I don't know that it's so much that they're changing the communities, because then the girls still have to apply and still have to have someone who wants them to go to school. Mm-hmm. But Daraja is certainly raising the bar for girls' education where education has not been possible before.
Now, you have, and obviously still are, a very good philanthropist for Diraja. How else do they get their funds?
It's all very grassroots, although they do apply for grants, but mostly it's people like me and the Diraja Education Fund in America that solicits people who want to improve the lives of women and girls. And we go around and hold fundraisers and informationals. And Jenny and Jason talk to many, many people who have the means to help girls go to school.
It's a wonderful cause that you are following. And I know sometimes when people are listening, they may say, well, why, you're an American, why are you supporting girls in Africa? And what's the answer to that?
Well, for me, my Do a Little Fund supports women and girls all over the world. I believe in women and girls everywhere. I think that in America, we have so many opportunities and so many programs that are restricted to America. And I really believe in Diraja from being there, from seeing the management of the academy. My former life is in management. I was a COO and vice president of a corporation, my family corporation, and I spent so much time making managerial decisions that would empower the employees. I see that same level of attention and purpose and intention at Diraja, so that the teachers are empowered. All of the teachers are Kenyan. All of the staff is Kenyan. I would not be able to support an organization in Africa that was run solely by Americans, because then I would feel that we were colonizing the country. So my belief, again, excuse me, so colonization again. So my belief
is, and that would
really
be a bad thing, I do know that. Coming from a colony.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So my belief is really in the school, the heart of the school, the mission of the school, the purpose and the integrity with which the school believes in these girls and offers them this expansive opportunity to further their educations.
Do you have any plans for this model of the Diraja to be founded anywhere else, or how else can we help girls? You found Diraja, you found your place, but how can we generally help girls in these countries where it's so challenging to get an education?
There are many, many organizations that are serving girls all over the world. Really, all we have to do is research. And if someone has a passion for a certain area of the world, there is already somebody there doing the work, believe me.
That's good to hear. And as a final question, do you see amazing futures for these young women who are graduating from Diraja? Do you think that they will, when they leave the school and perhaps go on to their university education, will they have a chance to be heard and to be listened to and to become leaders in Kenya?
Oh yes, they're already doing that. And my first six girls, two of them are in nursing school. One of them is already finishing her teaching credential. One of them has started a cottage industry. So I've already seen that happen. And to see that, for me to remember that very first video that Jason showed me, when Faith was speaking with such a soft voice and could hardly get her words out. And now to see her becoming a teacher and leading other students, these girls are leaders. They are our future.
Well, we are very grateful to you that you are supporting these young women at the Diraja Academy in Kenya. And thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Deborah Santana.
Thank you so much.